Deal with hard conversations. Talking about serious stuff like death, sex, money, family, and who we are can be super hard. Nowadays, people aren't as into traditional ways of handling tough times, like leaning on religion or community groups. So, when life gets rough, we've got to come up with our own ways to cope. One way that's proven to work is opening up and sharing what's on your mind with others. Having these chats can be tricky. Even when we mean well, they can go sideways. But if we are brave through them, it can actually make our relationships stronger. It's a chance to show love, unload some of our worries, and build trust. Plus, it brings people closer together and can lead to some much-needed support. Having tough talks. Starting a difficult conversation means being clear about what you want from it. Drop hints that you're about to discuss something sensitive so others won't be caught off guard. Begin with phrases like, "I've been thinking about something," or, "Can we talk?" Pay attention to their reactions, verbal and nonverbal, to know whether to keep going, back off, or pause. Listen without getting defensive. Pay attention to what the other person is saying, even if it's hard to hear. Notice the pace of the conversation. If it gets too much, take a break. As things progress, remind yourself why you started the talk and what you hope to achieve. Tough talk shouldn't hurt others. Be careful with your words, be kind in your approach, and be clear about your goals. You won't solve every issue, and that's okay. But with these talks, relationships can be improved, and you can connect and grow. Support loved ones through grief and tough conversations. Losing someone you love hurts, and there aren't any magical words to make it better. But that doesn't mean you should stay silent. When someone is grieving, it's important to show you care. Be there for them, share in their pain, and let them know you're thinking of them. Instead of saying things that minimize their loss or assume you understand how they feel, keep it simple and heartfelt. Saying things like, "This is so sad. I wish things were different," or "I'm so sorry" can mean a lot. Talking about death and dying isn't easy, but it's necessary. Being honest about medical decisions, dealing with illness, and preparing for the end allows both the person who is dying and their loved ones to prepare themselves. Shelley Simonton, for example, shared her journey with terminal illness with her brother Mike, which helped him get ready for her passing. They talked about her final wishes and even planned her memorial service together. By having these tough conversations, they were able to support each other through a difficult time. When someone is dying, sharing memories and stories with them is important. It's a way to honor your history together and express how much you'll miss each other. Even though these conversations are hard, they create lasting memories. You might struggle to find the right words, but talking about grief helps prevent feeling alone after a big loss. Clear communication in relationships. When it comes to sex, it's important to speak up about what you want, even if it feels awkward or scary. Sex talks cover a lot, from figuring out what you like physically to sharing your romantic feelings. Sure, it can be nerve-wracking. You might worry about feeling embarrassed or rejected, but being honest about your desires is key. It's a chance to understand each other better and work through any issues. Sex chats are tricky because they tap into your self-image, values, and past experiences. But things are changing. Nowadays, there's more acceptance for different types of relationships and families. On the flip side, there's also more pressure on long-term relationships. People expect more from their partners than ever before. In today's changing world, people can define sex and relationships in their own ways. To have consensual sex, it's crucial to express your desires and understand your partners. Trust is key for open conversations about intimacy. To talk openly about sex, you need to feel secure. Ty Mitchell, a sex worker and performer, suggests starting with a question from LGBT culture. What are you into? This question helps discuss desires and expectations, whether it's a casual encounter or a long-term commitment. It also allows for sharing past experiences, like Carla's incident with her roommate's boyfriend, which affected her sense of safety. Sharing such experiences with partners, like Manny, can lead to understanding and support, enabling healing and setting boundaries. The Money Talk. Talking about money isn't just about dollars and cents. It's about digging into what we value, where we stand socially, and how secure we feel. In America, we often shy away from money talks, thinking it's tacky. But money isn't just about paying bills. It's tied to our self-esteem, our place in society, and our future options. When you're in a relationship, hashing out finances together isn't just about budgets. It's about understanding each other's values and backgrounds. Brad Klontz, a financial psychologist, breaks down people's money attitudes into four types: money vigilance, worship, avoidance, and status. Your type influences how you handle money. When partners have different approaches, problems crop up. However, discussing these differences can lead to understanding and growth. By opening up about money, you can advocate for fair pay, seek advice, and uncover the bigger forces shaping your financial situation. It's not just about numbers. It's about understanding ourselves and each other better. Financial realities. When Ashley C. Ford went to Ball State College, money was tight. Even with scholarships, jobs, and loans, she struggled to cover all her expenses. Luckily, the family she babysat for offered her a place to stay, and her roommates pitched in with rent when times got tough. Being honest about her finances helped her build a support system beyond her family. It was scary at first, but accepting help showed her the kindness of others. Once she got on her feet, Ashley made sure to help others in return. Conversely, when Cynthia Dupree Sweeney moved to New York City, she realized not everyone struggled financially as she did. Some of her peers had inherited wealth and trust funds, giving them opportunities she didn't have. At first, she felt like she was failing with her finances, but talking openly with friends helped her see it wasn't her fault. Understanding that privilege isn't evenly distributed made her envy fade. It's clear, not everyone starts from the same place when it comes to money. Tough talks with family. Having tough conversations with family can be hard because family dynamics don't often change easily. Families are supposed to be supportive and loving, but sometimes they end up causing hurt and holding on to old grudges. Arguments and disagreements are common in families, from small issues to big rifts. These talks can be tricky because family habits die hard, old wounds still hurt, and people tend to point fingers and feel guilty. Your family might see you in a certain way that doesn't match who you are now. It's important to understand how your family's past experiences shaped you, while also getting them to accept the person you've grown into. Finding the right time for these talks is crucial. Sometimes, waiting a while can calm things down, but it can also make bad feelings grow stronger. For instance, Yessie Ortiz, a radio personality, had a tough time letting go of control over her sister's son when he became an adult. Looking back, she wished she had listened more and treated him like a grown-up instead of a kid. Family relationships can transform over time through small talks and understanding. Desiree Akhavan, a filmmaker, went through this when she told her conservative Iranian family she's gay. At first, they were really upset. But as they talked more, they started to accept her and her girlfriend. Conversations and sharing stories help them see each other in a new light. Identity conversations. It's important to find common ground when talking about who we are, even when we're different. Liam Lowry, a trans man who's also a lawyer, knows this well. He's careful but open when discussing gender identity with people who might not understand it. Liam's first step is figuring out what he needs to do: stand up against prejudice or educate and connect. But it takes work. Sadly, it often falls on those facing prejudice to explain why judging people based on identity hurts everyone. Ampo Kua Win, a Native American, spends a lot of time explaining her culture to people who don't know much about it. But it's tough. Ampo feels the weight of representing her whole community. All she asks is for people to listen and understand what she's saying. Tough talks about who we are going deep. They're personal, digging into how we see ourselves and others. It's about understanding someone else's different experience of our shared world. Often, it means facing up to unfairness and inequality that's deeply rooted, along with recognizing how some folks have had advantages passed down through generations. Changing the way we talk about identity, shifting from just focusing on who's left out to who belongs, helps us all connect. People who might be sidelined in one group might have an upper hand in another. Societal systems. When we dive into tough discussions about power imbalances, unfairness, and systemic discrimination, it can stir up some uncomfortable feelings, especially for those who typically fall into what's considered the norm. Peggy McIntosh, a researcher at Wellesley College, explains that many white folks see their identity as the standard, the default. But the truth is, these dynamics of power and privilege, or oppression and disadvantage, aren't about whether someone's nice or not. They're deeply woven into the fabric of our society over time. One way to break through stereotypes and ditch assumptions is by exploring each other's family stories. By sharing our personal histories, we get to see the richness and complexity of what makes us all unique. It helps us realize that, despite our differences, we share a lot in common as human beings. Key points. 1. Difficult conversations build trust and strengthen relationships by promoting understanding and support. 2. Expressing condolences and sharing memories helps cope with grief and loss. 3. Honest communication about sex promotes understanding and respect in relationships. 4. Open discussions about money reveal values and backgrounds, promoting financial growth and empathy. 5. Family talks can transform relationships through understanding and acceptance of changing identities. 6. Conversations about identity encourage empathy and challenge societal norms. 7. Sharing personal stories promotes empathy and breaks down stereotypes, promoting understanding and connection.